welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Daunt, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. So as you'll start to realize within this podcast series, I'm all about how you can lift your mood. Now, bear with me on this one because you might think I've gone a little bit basic, as this episode is all about smiling and the benefits of smiling. Now, stay tuned for this one. How this actually came about, my idea for this podcast, before I even knew I was going to do a podcast, but I think I might have thought, you know what, that's something to just put in my memory bank. Maybe I'll do a post about it. Maybe I'll do some tool about it. But I was on holiday in August and we went to a water park. It's full of kids. There's a lot of people kind of, you know, queuing up for water slides, etc. And I am not a big one for the slides, by the way. So I am waiting at the bottom. So I'm sat on the little side of the pool with my feet in the water, waiting for the kids to come off the ride, off the slide rather. And I noticed a guy kind of standing next to me. And I've got my feet in the pool. So he's like well above me. And he was just standing there, obviously doing the same thing, waiting for a child or a grandchild to come off the slide. But what stood out the most to us was the fact that he had this like permanent smile sat on his face. And it got me really thinking about the fact that why is that unusual? Why is it unusual to see somebody with a permanent smile on our face? I was obsessed with trying to hunt him down again through various parts of the day just to see if he was still smiling. And I remember going back and telling my husband about it. He really wasn't bothered. But I just remember thinking that is so, like, it's strange. And it's not strange that he's smiling, but it's strange that you don't see it more often. Anyway, I kind of forgot about it, although I did try, and this is what I want you to do, I did try for the rest of the day to kind of have the same permanent smile on my face, and it really felt strange. So anyway, forgot about it, and then, so when was that? That was August, and then I think it was early October, we went down to London for my friend's wedding. And while we're on the tube, again, I saw a lady sat and she was smiling. And at first I thought that can't be the same thing happened to us again, where somebody's just smiling just because they're smiling. So I was kind of looking at the person that she was kind of looking in the direction of. And I thought, oh, they probably just know each other. Maybe they're just smiling knowingly because you can't really talk when you're on the tube if you sat opposite each other. The person that was sat opposite her ended up getting off. And again, this woman's still smiling. And it just really made us think about the fact of why don't we smile? Why are we so conditioned to either not smile or to sit in that middle bias, whether you're neither happy nor sad? And I don't know if you've ever seen the Sean Acker TED Talk, which I'm going to put a link to in the notes. But it's incredibly powerful because he talks about how behavior breeds behavior, okay? And there is a chemical in our brains that fires when we are around anyone, really. So it's called a mirror neuron, okay? And it fires when we see a reaction that we know and we react in the same way. So like yawning, for example, okay? So it'll trigger if somebody yawns. Oh my God, just thinking about it makes me sort of yawn. When somebody yawns, immediately that fires a neuron that makes you then yawn because it's a behavior that you know, so you then repeat it. Just like if you were around somebody whose views were negative, then either this will cause you to then, you know, join in with their negative chatty, or it will cause you to feel stressful because that negativity stresses you. So that is what mirror neurons do. But it also works just as well in the positive. So when you smile, it makes other people feel good and they can't help but smile back at you. Now, I appreciate I am telling you this at probably one of the worst times in our world to start smiling and get people to smile back at you, because I know for us in the UK, we've just started wearing masks again, and I don't know how long that's going to go on for, so you can't actually see if somebody's smiling at you. So you're going to have to try this out in areas where you don't have to wear a mask, so whether it's at home or whether you're out with friends and you're having food, because you definitely won't be able to wear a mask when you're eating food, so you could try it out then. You can do it yourself, because really, it doesn't necessarily have to be that you then create that repeated action back at you, because actually what I'm asking you to do is to start smiling for your own benefit, not necessarily the people around you. But the reason why I tell you about mirror neurons is because it's so important to realize that when you are around someone's behavior who is different to yours, then it will either mirror for you or will either stress you or it'll either lift you. We all behave and react to our surroundings and what's going on. So it's just really important to bear that in mind. But anyway, let's go back to that lovely woman on the tube who was smiling and totally made my hour. Like, because I remember thinking about it afterwards. And then the guy at the water park who was beaming and absolutely made my day as well. That I was almost obsessed by him, that I couldn't stop thinking about how can that guy just smile all the time? Like, it was a permanent smile. Anyway, I can't keep going on about it. So what I want to just say is, in terms of smiling, it's not just that it's a weird thing to see on somebody, but it actually makes you feel good. The benefits of smiling are so ridiculously huge. It's crazy that we don't do it all the time, because it's free and it's so available to us. And it's something that actually doesn't really require a painful effort. It's more of a conscious effort. So if you start, as you're listening to this, I want you to start smiling from now until the end of this podcast and just see what shifts that it brings to you. So if I'm just going to read something to you about the benefits, okay? So smiling regularly helps to reduce stress levels because of the neurotransmitters, more neurons, that the body releases when you smile. So the body often releases endorphins, serotonin, and dopamine, which improve the mood and help release negative emotions. Oh my God, that is free, free to you right now, that you can do, that will help you just instantly lift your mood. Okay, now let me go on to another thing that I found. Smiling actually helps to reduce pain levels. Okay, so if you've got any sort of physical pain. Now, I get a really bad shoulder because I've got horrific posture and I pretty much sit at my desk all day unless I have the dog that forces us to get out. So I have even worse posture. So I do get a bit of a bad shoulder. This will reduce if I did my yoga all the time. I know this, please don't shout in my podcast. I would absolutely help myself and I do try. I really do try. However, smiling, let me tell you what it does. It releases effective natural painkillers to help handle pain. Like, what? Why don't we know more of this stuff? Why is this not told to us when we go to the doctors? That, you know what? Smiling, a conscious effort to smile, even if you just did it for 30 seconds and then you increased it to a minute and then you have regular intervals where your phone goes off, like, you know, every 4 hours, like you would take a painkiller, that you set your alarm to just smile. Like, I'm literally smiling here as I'm doing this podcast because I can't help it now that I'm talking about it. It's also been shown to increase the capabilities of your immune system, okay? It will, let's have a little look. When your immune system doesn't function effectively, it will become far easier to get sick or have an injury become infected. Smiling helps to increase the presence of infection-fighting antibodies. Like, what the? Like, it's just nuts. And as I was reading, like, I only started reading some information on what the benefits are of smiling, because I thought, well, there must be something. Like, I kind of knew a little bit because I've done a little bit about how you can switch to happiness, and I've got a bit of a tool on that that I do with my clients. And smiling is one of them, because it's basically what releases endorphins, what releases serotonin. And smiling is obviously one of them, but I've wanted to do a little bit more digging on the mental health benefits of it. And one of the other things I found is that when you feel you are being unproductive, it is likely that you will simply feel more stressed and be less inclined to be productive. Smiling tends to improve your mood. This typically leads to you being more confident in the work that you complete, which then results in working harder. The more productive you are, the less stress you will experience, and the happier you will be. Like, I'm sure you started listening to this podcast and thought, what the hell are you talking about, Jude? Like, you've literally done a podcast on smiling. But when you read up on the benefits, okay, it's crazy that we're not all walking around with a big smile on our face just because it would lift our mood. And if you think about coping mechanisms that we have that are incredibly bad for us that lift our mood, like, you know, even just having a few glasses of wine to lift our mood, you are effectively putting poison in your body. And yet you have the ability to be able to smile and give yourself similar rewards from having a little drink. Now, if you're not somebody who's confident, and maybe social situations are awkward for you, then smiling might be incredibly uncomfortable, but also not a known entity to you, because when you're in those social situations, obviously you go inward, and it's not something that you would naturally then just do is put a cheesy little grin on your face. But I want you to start thinking about areas of your life where you can just pop a little smile on your face. And especially when you're doing your manifestation, like, this is something that I do in my manifestation process, is when I do conscious manifesting, which is basically when I'm in that space and I'm working on my mindset, I'm practicing gratitude, I'm working on manifesting the thing that I want, I make sure I smile in that space, because it increases how much gratitude I have. It increases my higher vibrations, and it definitely increases like for like what I'm attracting in. But it is hard. It isn't easy to do it, which is just crazy. I'm saying it's not easy to smile. Of course it's easy to smile. You can do it now. I've asked you to do it for the last however many minutes of this podcast. But it's something that we have to rewire in our brain, because it's not something that you're used to. But when you start to smile frequently, you can improve your positivity. And when it's done often enough, sorry, I'm reading from literally the thing that I got that it says about rewiring your brain. There's so much good stuff that I found on it. I'm so excited by it. It says that when this is done often enough, it can rewire the brain to make positivity the new standard. Like, come on, how easy is that? You can help ensure that positivity becomes a more permanent state of your life simply by smiling. And if I didn't say it at the start of this podcast, then I'm definitely finishing with it. You know, when you watch Buddy the Elf on that fabulous Christmas movie and he says, smiling's my favorite, I want you to start thinking about how this becomes your favorite, okay? We may not be able to give this mirror neuron smiling to anybody else at the moment while we're wearing masks, but we can definitely smile under our masks internally and externally, even if nobody's watching, and it's actually probably a good time to start practicing it, because you won't feel as weird because nobody knows that you're actually doing it. So go grin your biggest grin, go smile your biggest smile, and start changing what you're putting out into the world, but also what chemicals you're releasing in your brain. Thank you for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Dawn. If this episode has helped you, then please do share with us. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app to allow this podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. If you want to know how you can work with me directly, then visit the show notes where you can find a link for my website, or alternatively, go to judontcoaching.co.uk.